It's back to basics for JAXA, the country's national space agency. It's tried and tested H-2A rocket, which has a 95% success rate, has carried a satellite and the country's first lunar lander into orbit. But the H-2A is dated and expensive, and Japan is looking to retire it by 2024 and replace it with the more affordable and up-to-date H-3. However, the maiden launch of the new model in March failed, and pressure is on Japan and JAXA to compete with rising private companies like Rocket Lab, SpaceX, and Virgin Galactic as it looks to claim its own space in the field in the interest of science and national security. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.